Okay, all the glasses are ready here, and all the stools are ready, and all the tables are set up, and, that's strange. There's not even one customer here yet. What time is it? It's already 7 o'clock in the evening. My tavern should have been full already by this time, with all the local peasants, my regular customers. That's strange. Maybe there's something going on outside that I don't know about. Let me go outside and take a look for myself. I'm looking down the path that leads up to my tavern, and I barely see a soul walking in the street. Let me go a little closer to the main street and let me investigate. Oh, there's Boris Gefilterkovsky and Peter Kurtyansky, my regular customers. Let me ask them. Hey, Boris and Peter, how are you this evening? How's everything? Are you coming by for a drink? What's all the hemming and hawing? Well, are you coming in or not? Well, you see, it's like this. We can't! And why not? I guess Mr. Rabinovich didn't hear.
Yeah, I guess not. It's such a shame that we're the ones that are gonna have to break the news to him.
And why can't you just tell him the news without breaking it?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, I do?
Gentlemen, Boris, Peter, what are you talking about?
Well, you see, it's like this. You know Governor Schnitzelowski?
Yes?
Well, he made a new law in town.
A new law?
Yeah, he made a new law that none of us are allowed to buy drinks, alcoholic beverages from the Jews anymore.
What? What did he say? Can you repeat that for me?
Well, he said that none of us fellas are allowed to buy any more alcoholic. Right. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Beverages. Right. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
From you anymore.
Right.
What? This doesn't make sense. What is the meaning of this?
So we're sorry, Mr. Rabinovich, but unfortunately, as much as we would love to come and buy our regular drinks from you, unfortunately,
we can't.
So, well, we'll be on our way now. Hey, Peter.
Yes, Boris?
You know, this sounds like it is going to be another one of Rabbi Meir Erpin's stories full of suspenders. Full of suspense.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen next.
Oh, no. This is terrible. How could he? How could Governor Schnitzelowski make such a law? It just doesn't make sense. Out of the blue, all of a sudden... Wait a second. Now I understand. Oh, now I understand why Father Nicholas came to my bar last night. Ooh, I know exactly what happened. He was upset that all of his followers are giving me my parnassa, that they're supporting me and my family. I am sure, I am positive, that Father Nicholas, who is one of Governor Schnitzelowski's closest advisors, I'm sure he went to him right after he left my tavern, my bar, and convinced him to make this law so that I no longer will have any customers. I give out to my shalom. What am I gonna do? How am I gonna support my family now? This is terrible. Just terrible. I give out.